You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And today, I'm excited. No, I'm really excited about this episode because many people want to go viral. And I want to talk about going viral and actually making some money. And I'm going to talk to my friend, my good friend, Janelle B. Stewart, because she has an amazing story. And I called her up, I texted her and said, I got to get you on the podcast so we can tell people about this amazing moment. Janelle, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast, because Janelle has a previous episode that you should definitely go and check out. I'll make sure to link it down below in the show notes so you can check out that first amazing episode. So welcome back, Janelle. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
Hello, 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 everyone. And thank you for having me again, Michelle. I love being on the Social Media Decoded podcast.
Yes. No, I love it. So I want to chat about your fitness journey and all of that, because many people may not know you for your fitness journey. Last time we talked about your coaching business and the amazing things that you have done as a creator and an influencer. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about being an influencer in the lane of wellness. So how did you even get started with your wellness brand?
Yeah. So as your audience may know, if they go and watch that episode or listen to that episode, rather, I got my start as a YouTuber. I've been creating content for a very long time. And like many creators, we have different journeys in life that we go through. And when I became a mom, which was a few years after I started my natural hair online brand, I wanted to talk about my journey with postpartum weight loss and getting myself healthy. So I already had a second page, which is the one that most people know about now, Janelle B. Stewart. My first page was my natural hair page, Black is Beautiful. I had my Janelle B. Stewart page. I was talking about my workouts, my green smoothies, losing the weight. And I was just using a hashtag to try to organize the content. As more and more people wanted more specific information, like most creators might decide to do, I said, let's separate it, because I really don't want Janelle B. Stewart, which is supposed to be lifestyle, to be about like all this workout stuff. And then I also had my business hat on, which basically said, if you separate it, you can niche down, which we know, and you guys here listening to Michelle every week, y'all know, if you niche down, it really does allow you to grow faster. So I knew that that would be in my best interest once I was in a position where I probably was going to make more content. And number two, as a creator who works as an influencer working with brands, I knew that if I separated it, I would have a core audience that was more wellness-based, and then I would be able to get more strategic partnerships versus if I just kind of had wellness stuff on my Janelle B. Stewart page here and there, the audience would not resonate that well with any particular brand. So that's how I got started. I believe it was 2014-ish. I had my daughter, and I just started tracking all of the things that I was doing, working out and eating. And that page, Healthy Janelle, has evolved over the years because I've gone through a lot of different wellness journeys. I've gone through the counting calories. I've gone through the let's do the juices and, you know, lose weight. I've gone through the I'm going to be doing intermittent fasting. I've gone through the I'm doing keto, and now I'm in my strength training journey. So my community has watched me go through all of these different experiences together, which has been really cool.
I love that. And I love that you said niching down, because you knew that it was riches in the niches.
I knew you would.
It's riches in the niches.
And I like that. Riches in niches.
Yeah. Because if you're so niche, there's definitely people who want the same things or are looking for the same things on social media, especially with fitness. There's so many different lanes of fitness. But I like how now that you're going in this powerlifting journey, because I'm definitely on a strength and weight gain journey, which some people may not always be on. And so I'm really, you know, interested in loving what you have been sharing.
Thank you.
So you've got this amazing brand. Mm-hmm. You've gone through all these changes. You shared all of this on social media. And so I know that you created a post that shows your evolution and how you have changed your body. And you shared this post on social media. It went viral. Can you tell me a little about this post? And I know it was planned. I want people to know that a lot of things, you may plan them, but you don't necessarily know if they're going to go viral.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about this post and the plan behind that.
Yeah. So my strategy on my Healthy Janelle page from the month of August 2022 to even now was to try to take advantage of Reels. This is something that we all know is kind of like a must do at this point. I don't think anybody's going to be able to really make it if you don't. On my Janelle B. Stewart page, I really have not gone into Reels in the way that I was able to do with my Healthy Janelle page. And I feel like on my Healthy Janelle page, because it's workouts and it's more fitness related, it just was a lot easier for me to make Reels because I don't really have to talk. I don't, most of the videos that are Reels, I don't speak at all. I'm just working out and I'm putting before and afters or things like that over music. And it makes it really easy for me to do it in because of the style of Reel that I chose. Now, my strategy was a Reel a day, and I basically dedicate my morning to making the Reel. And I usually do this like literally while I'm sitting on the toilet. TMI, but it'll be 5:30 in the morning. I'll wake up, I'll sit on the toilet, and I start making my Reel. And my strategy is to always use a trending audio. So I go through my Explore page. It has now recognized that I look for trending audio. So it's kind of just always feeding them to me. And I try to balance workout videos with before and after transformations because I know that my community really loves to see the progress. They want to see where you started and where you are now as motivation. So that's my strategy. On the particular morning of the day in question, I made the decision that I was going to put a piece of a video that I recorded for myself that I never really intended on sharing. You know, sometimes when some of you may relate, you make a video to yourself and you're just kind of journaling and talking about where you are that current moment. And even as a creator, I made this video and I never thought I was going to post it because it was a very vulnerable moment. And even when I share this video, I never actually share the audio of the video. It's always just the video itself. No one actually can hear me, but it was a very personal experience. So in the video, I show my belly and my belly had gotten really big. I was much more, I weighed a lot more than people really had seen me before at this point. And I decided I was going to put that video with another video of me in the same outfit, standing in the same place. And I put the two videos together of the before and the after. And I believe that the audio that I used was actually an audio that says before. And then it says after. And so that day, my strategy was I need to sell my meal and my exercise guides. I had set a goal for myself that I wanted to sell 20 meal and exercise guides every single day. And I was going to put up my reel with the goal of selling the 20. And within a matter of hours, usually I will have DMs coming in because another part of my strategy is I use DM marketing for this. And so I encourage them to come into my DMs by making a really exceptional, high quality, high value caption using shock value and as many things as I can in the video to get their attention. And then once they DM me, I take it from there and I do the sales in the DM. So usually within a couple of hours, I'll have a few. And then all throughout the day, people will be messaging me. On this particular day, there were like, it was like hundreds of people in my DMs. And at the time, I didn't have my notifications on because I can't keep them on. I'd never get work done. And I didn't even know it. And then when I went in, I was like, oh my God, oh my goodness. And the particular thing that I ask them to do when I say, you know, DM me, I tell them to send a sun emoji. So I'm going in and I'm looking at all these sun emojis flooding up my inbox. And my inbox, like many people, has like that third area where it's like you have to approve it. I had so many DMs in that area and it was shocking. Yeah, I don't know if you want to ask any follow-up questions.
Whoa. So yeah, I do. I do want to ask some follow-up questions. That was so good and just goes to say you can go viral at any time, but is it going to be the right time for the right type of content that actually correlates with your brand's mission and what you do or how you help people? Mm-hmm. That was gold. And yeah, that other inbox, let's not forget about that because opportunities come through there. And I'm so glad people flooded your inbox. So I heard you talk about a few things. Mm-hmm. The first thing is that videos are easier when you don't have to talk. I know people say that the reason that they don't create reels is because they feel like they have to talk, but you don't have to talk in a lot of these videos. You can do voiceovers, you know, do what works best for you. I think we try to please everybody else so much, but if you really don't like talking in videos, you should do videos that you enjoy and then your audience will gravitate towards that. So I kind of feel like you've built a community of fans who now they're like, oh my God, this video, I can't believe, you know, is this true? And you know, they sent you the sun emoji, which was a strategic move mm-hmm. to create a conversation in the DM. Yeah. Because if you tell someone to DM you, it will become a message in your DMs. And so that was a really good strategy. So I hope everyone was taking notes. You just dropped a whole masterclass of how to go viral the right way. So I do want to talk about the downside to going viral too, because like you said, this video was a very controversial video. Like people didn't believe that it was real. And I was in the comments like wanting to jump in and say, hey, why are you guys saying this? So just talk about that and how you were able to, you know, overcome that, because I know that there's trolls every day online and sometimes we do let that get to us and people may not want to post because of that. So how are you able to get past that?
Yeah, this is a really great question. And one thing that everyone has to be prepared for with virality is that usually you're going viral because something is shocking, right? When you do something that's really great, really, you know, honest, and you're like, well, why doesn't this go viral? It's because it's not provocative, right? Like the Kanye West song, it's provocative. It gets the people going. That's what turns into virality. It's that provocative, over the top, unbelievable, too good to be true, or so stupid that people just can't even believe that that happened. It's usually things like that. So with that being said, most people who have seen my before and afters, they've seen what I look like before, they've seen what I looked after, and those videos do very well, especially considering the size that my page used to be, organically grown to about maybe 50,000. So I had it for a long time and I organically grew it to about 50,000. So I would get good engagement, you know, 10K, 15K on a reel, which is great. But for this particular reel, I think what set it apart was there's a part of the video where when I show my after and I pull down my pants slightly to show more of my belly because the pants I'm wearing are high-waisted. So when I pull down my pants to show more of my belly, you're able to see my lace panties. And for a community of people who are used to seeing people do surgeries like a tummy tuck or get lipo or something like that, that paired with, so that's the mindset of the person. I'm used to seeing these kinds of things. And then that paired with results that looked like, whoa, are you kidding me? The stomach is gone. So those two things paired together led to a huge group of people basically saying, I got a tummy tuck. And they were making these comments like, yeah, what did you do? Tummy tuck? I see the tape. Yeah, right. Like she lost that without surgery, or she lost it with surgery. Like your tape is showing right there. I see it. Like we're not stupid. So there were a lot of that. And so I think what happened was people were just sharing and sharing and sharing, a combination of look at this probably stupid woman thinking we're dumb, and she got the surgical tape showing, and also people thinking like, wow, I can't believe that she did that. So that all of that made the post go viral. So from a human, I'm a woman, I'm a human perspective, and also as someone who really worked hard and I wasn't trolling anyone, my mind never thought that anybody would think that. One, because I didn't do it. So I'm approaching it with a very honest, transparent frame of mind. This is what I look like before. This is what I look like now. So then when I saw that, I felt like people were just completely undermining me. I'm like, wow, I did all this work and it's being undermined because everyone's assuming that I did a tummy tuck. And then also number two, I felt like everybody was calling me a liar because basically you didn't do that. You lied. This is not true. Like, don't believe her. And I'm trying to sell products. I'm a business. I don't want my credibility to be questioned. I don't want to feel like I am not trustworthy or honest. That could ruin my reputation. And outside of Healthy Janelle, I have a huge community in other spaces. I have relationships with other people. Like I was just thinking all of these things, like my business is over. Like I was just so afraid and I was so uncomfortable. So I spent a lot of time deleting and responding and communicating. It was a lot of energy. It was weighing on me heavily. I had like really cried about it because I was so upset and I was so sad that this was happening. And, you know, I decided to talk about it with some friends. Michelle was one of them on Clubhouse. And I shared how I was having like one of the worst days in my career. And they all poured into me. People were sharing their own personal experiences with negative criticism or negative feedback or just dishonest people. And it really helped. It helped me get over it. And then I ended up turning the negative criticism and the negative attention into something positive because I went onto Instagram and I did an Instagram live and I was trolling because I said my tummy tuck results or something like that. I said something to troll in my IG live title and thousands of people tuned into my IG live because I guess they wanted to see what was going on. And I basically had explained that what I was going through and that was not the case. I did not do it. And the virality was toxic in that way. But I also had to realize that in the midst of all that toxicity, I prepared myself in a lovely way for virality because everyone wants to go viral and everyone wants to experience the benefit of virality, but not everybody is prepared or does what they need to do. So for me, while I have all these people saying negative things, the truth is there were a lot more people saying positive things, right? And while I have all these people saying negative things, my social media following was growing and growing and growing. It was like 60,000-ish, 50,000-ish at the time when this happened. Which was back in August, and it went up 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130. I think I remember getting to like 140, like almost two, it was over two times the size. So even if people were saying, oh, she's lying, she didn't do that, I see the tape, there were 70,000 people that were invested in learning more about me because we see viral things all the time and we don't follow the pages. I had a page where when you clicked the name from that viral video and you went to the page, there was so much valuable information there beyond just that viral post. It wasn't like a one-time thing. There was years of content, great quality information on wellness that those 70,000, 80,000 people wanted to stick around. And let's not forget, a lot of people want to monetize on social media. So while there were all of these people, you know, trolling me and clowning me and saying negative things about me, there were so many people in my DMs with the sun emoji. And I was making all of these sales because that post had a great call to action and it was monetized by me. So whether you, you know, get the influencer monetizing bonus from Instagram, whether I got that or not, this post was monetized by me. Like, I set myself up to be monetized. And I'm just to share with you all an example of how valuable that particular post was because of my call to action and because I was prepared for the sales. The week prior, I had 74 sales. When the post went live that week, I had 224 sales. I went from 74 sales the week before to 224. The week after the virality, I had 212 sales. So it continued to grow into the week, the following week. And then 2 weeks after the virality, I had 74 sales. So I was basically back to where I was. And then things began to slow down. But for 2 weeks, my sales skyrocketed and I was able to bring in a ton of income. And outside of the income, because I basically had my routine of get on the toilet in the morning and make the reel, I was able to continue to get those sales, I believe, for another week because I was making new content. I still continue to make new content every day. And because there were so many new people and they had been so heavily engaged in my content, the algorithm showed them my new content immediately. And so they were in my DMs and all of my new content, even until now, honey, all has a call to action. And it's the same call to action in every single post. I never miss it. If I miss it, it's with intention, but I never miss it. So that call to action was in the next one. So if they weren't really ready or they weren't sold or they weren't really sure when they messaged me from the viral post, the next one told them the same thing with new valuable information. And then the next one, and then the next one. And now we're recording this in January of 2023. I have people that messaged me back in August when that first happened that weren't ready. Maybe they didn't even reply. They're messaging me now. So sometimes they just need time. I have people in September. They're like, Janelle, I'm ready. And I'm like, hey, long time. And I have the flow, you know, I have the thread of the message and I can see this person's from August. This person's from September and they're ready. So I just stayed focused. I stayed committed. The virality helped because obviously I grew so much. I got a ton of sales for 2 weeks and people are still coming back around. But I couldn't have been more prepared for the success that I have, even in a difficult time with a toxic situation.
Okay. Wow. Everyone, I hope that you were taking notes because that was another masterclass. And so awesome and amazing, you know, to be able to get past that and really create something positive out of something, you know, that could have broken us. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so excited for you. And this is so awesome, this whole strategy that you just shared. And I want people to hear this because there's so much misconception about going viral. How long do you actually, you know, how long does that last? So I'm glad that you broke that down and showed, you know, how it can go. You can maybe increase sales, decrease, but virality doesn't last forever. And can you keep that up? And so, like you said, the algorithm knew already that you had all this amazing content and just spit it to the new people. And now they're going back through all of your content, liking it from weeks ago because it has the same context as what the post went viral for. They can come back to your page and see that. So great strategy. I'm excited. This is such a great plan for a low cost product, $30 mm-hmm. product, right? Yes. And so how many views did this video get? That's what we didn't say.
Yeah, that's so funny because I literally was just pulling that up. Right now, the video has 8.4 million views. And I did get a question from people that, you know, I've coached with, like, what do you think helped the most with the virality? And one of the things that I teach is that, you know, likes are great, but those saves and those shares, they mean a lot. So for this particular reel, it does have a lot of likes. It has 185,000 likes, but it has 13,521 shares. And that is what did it. If you create something that people want to share, in this case, there was some shock value from, you know, two different reasons, as I have shared before, but that 13,000 people sharing it, whether they shared it to someone's DM or a group of people, or they put it on their stories, that is really powerful. And I know that that's what made this post go viral, because people were sharing.
Wow. And people could have shared it from their page, and then you can't even see that. So that could be mm-hmm. 50,000, 100,000. Yeah. We don't know. So
yeah,
this is so amazing. Amazing story. We definitely want to put down in the show notes the link to this amazing guide so that if anyone needs your help in this area, that they can totally get that help. Also, I want to talk about, before we head out, books. Are there any current books that you're reading that you absolutely love that the audience should go and purchase on Audible or grab the book?
Yeah. So the book, let me grab it before I speak. Okay. So I have three books, but I'm only reading one, but I bought all three. Now, this might not be super relevant to every single one of you. However, if you're going into a new career, I'm reading the book, The First 90 Days. It's called, it's by Michael D. Watkins. And this is something that anybody who's, you know, going into a new career can benefit from. And then the next two up are The Making of a Manager, as well as The First Time Manager. And these three books specifically in this season of my life are important to me because I am now working in a director role in a startup company. So I am always advancing myself professionally and personally, even spiritually and from a motherly side through literature. And so I got these books to help me with that. But if you missed the first episode with me and Michelle, I made another recommendation. So if this isn't relatable to you, definitely go and listen to that first episode so you can see what I recommended at that time.
Yes, I love it. And we will put those links that you shared, especially the link to your $30, they can send you a sun emoji, right? And we're going to make sure that we tag your Instagram page so they can check out the viral video and the viral video link. So all that will be in the show notes for you to check out. This was such an amazing episode. Thank you so much, Janelle, for coming on and sharing this amazing story of how virality can be good for you and mm-hmm. what you can actually do with it in your business. So I knew I had to have you on. Thank you for, as always, sharing all the gems. And maybe you'll be back. Maybe you'll go viral again and we'll share a new story. But or the story of you in your new role and how you've just blossomed into that. I'm so excited for you about that too. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. And just a final word for everyone. You know, people who go viral always say, "I didn't expect it." And it's true. I really didn't expect it. I was just doing what I do every morning. And what I was aiming for was my 20 sales for the day. So if you are looking to go viral, I feel like it's not going to ever happen. I feel like you can't plan for it unless you are literally doing something completely obnoxious and over the top, which is usually what virality looks like. So I would want to encourage you to set your goals on things that matter, like how I wanted to get my 20 sales. Set your goals on things like that, things that move the needle in your business and get you further along. And if you ever happen to go viral, then great. But My page was started, I think, in 2014. And in 2022, I went viral somehow. So just work towards something that matters in your business, not virality.
Mic drop. Boom. Great way to end this. Thank you so much, Janelle. So excited. We will definitely have you back on. I can't wait for that episode.
Can't wait to be back. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one.